Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think, right? And it really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It's the whole team!
And we are off the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch, who is absent. Shocker.
He had a long way to go.
Yeah.
He was in Atlanta.
Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch, and sitting in is the head coach of the Frederica Academy Knights, Coach Brandon Derrick, is going to be in studio with us today. And so we'll go right in and talk about high school football. South Georgia not really faring so well last night.
Tough last night, I think, for South Georgia. They struggled a little bit in our region.
So the scores from last night, let's go ahead and get those out of the way. I'll go ahead and bring them up. Colquitt goes down to Parkview 40-21. Norcross goes down to Lowndes 44-14. Coffee advances over Mays 59-36. Richmond Hill, who I felt like was probably the most vulnerable number one seed that was still in the tournament, they advanced to the Elite Eight over Lanier. Got some conflicting scores, but we'll go 41-34 as the final. Valdosta barely slides into the Elite Eight, beating Johns Creek 28-24. Glenn goes down to Decoula 42-20. Creekside loses big to Lee 49-7. Brunswick High started out strong, couldn't keep it up. Give up 51 to the number two team in the state, Harrison. They lose 51-19. Buford 34-6 over Ware. Clark Central 28-20. They hang on over Wayne. Benedictine gets thumped by Cedar Grove 49-13. Definitely not going to see, no clue that was coming.
I think Cedar Grove's a really good team. So, you know, going into that, knowing it, and their track record the last two or three years, they've been really good.
Yeah. I think we had a technical issue with your mic, and now I think we fixed it.
Yeah, I sound a lot better now.
I think you did too.
Yeah.
Okay. Good deal. Huh. That makes the show better. Hart takes down Pierce County in double overtime, 32-29. What a game that was. Jefferson takes down Appling 28-7. Crisp 41-3 winners over North Hall. The Jenkins Warriors are in the Elite Eight. They thump Dawson 42-9. Rabin takes down Toombs 34-14. Irwin 48-22 winners over Chattahoochee. Clinch 44-21 over ECI. Savannah Country Dang loses upset. Savannah Christian takes them down 35-14, and Valwood advances to the Final Four in GISA 34-7, as does Pinewood 45-0 over, who are they playing?
Loganville Christian.
Nobody.
Yeah, it's a team that's actually going GHSA next year.
Well, there you go. I think the biggest shocker to me of all of these scores, one, Richmond Hill advances. Two, Cedar Grove destroying Benedictine. And, of course, Jenkins advancing to the Elite Eight, right?
Yeah, I think that's great for Jenkins. It's a big boost for them up there in that area. They was always very athletic. Even when I was at Glenn, we had them in the region. We had to play them. They were very athletic then. And, you know, now they're getting actually – they got put in the appropriate region. They were always playing up when we played them.
So, moving forward, my bracket – I had a really good first round. I got a lot of games right in the first round. I really did. In the second round, I'm going to have to go back and revise a lot of my picks. Create a new bracket just to say that I got it right. It wasn't very kind to me.
Wasn't kind to you last night?
No.
I think there were some shockers across the state. You know, one that we didn't – you may have talked about was Brooks County. beating Rockmart up in North Georgia. And
yeah.
Rockmart, I think, played for it last year. I was a little bit shocked when they think they beat them 41-3. I think that was a little bit of a surprise for everybody in that one.
I had Rockmart winning the whole thing.
Yeah, well, they've been in it, so and lost to, was it Heard County a couple of times? Was that who I think Heard won?
I think you're right, yeah.
And or played them, and so I think, you know, it was a safe pick, but Brooks County's playing really well.
C'est la vie. C'est la vie. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Shell and Hogan, and by Golden Isles Pharmacy, the expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-9961 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-262-9961. Both the Glynn County, of course, you know, both of us live in Glynn County. So the all three Glynn County teams are now done. Of course, Frederica going out last week, and then Brunswick and Glynn advancing to the second round of the GHSA playoffs. And Brunswick gets the number two team in the state in Harrison. Glynn got the number one team in the state in Tukula. And, you know, they both played well for the first quarter. And then reality sank in after that.
Right, you know. You're on the road. I don't think people realize how much it takes out of you to drive 5.5 hours. And everybody's like, well, you break it up, you stop here, you do that. But road trips, whew, long road trips going up there, are it's a challenge to get the kids prepared. And, you know, if you can squeak one out and win one up there on the road and probably in an environment which was probably pretty hostile. And, you know, I think Harrison and Tukula have kind of established their tradition here last few years, and I think that Glenn and Brunswick did a good job. They went and represented well, and they played hard. I mean, that's the thing. You know, if you look at the interviews, I think Coach Pender and Coach Hidalgo both tell you that their kids played hard and gave everything they had, and the teams were probably just a little bit better than them.
Next week, we're going to have some really, really good football games. I don't think there's going to be a bigger one in the state than Lowndes Grayson in the Elite Eight. That's going to be a barn burner.
That'll be... Like I said, that'll be the game of the week probably next week, and going to be really fun to watch. I think Lowndes is probably one of the top five teams in the country.
In the country,
yeah. And Grayson has been ranked, I think, at the beginning of the year in the top 15 at one point in the country. So you're throwing two teams in there, two heavyweights. You know, they're going to throw some punches, and whoever lands the most of them, the big ones, is going to win.
I had Colquitt and Lowndes playing for the 7A championship. By the way, Colquitt's done.
Yeah.
I had them all the way to the finals. Like I said, my bracket's not good right now.
Well, you know, when I turned it off, it was 21-19, and then I guess Parkview just took over in the fourth quarter because they beat them 40-21. Colquitt was playing pretty well, what I could tell up to that point. Parkview had some guys that had some length at receiver now that were going and getting the ball when they threw it down the field, which was it was fun to watch that a little bit.
I've got Valdosta winning the whole thing in 6A. They're still alive. So basically my final four in 6A is still intact. I've got Region 1 and Harrison.
Well, yeah, it's a good pick.
Thanks.
I think that's a good solid thing right now. I mean, you got to think all of Region 1 is still in the final eight.
Yeah.
They brought all four of their teams are still in it. That's a tough region.
You think about that for a minute. Four of the top eight teams in the state in 6A come from the same region. Four of the top eight teams left in the state come from the same region. Put that in perspective for a minute. Coffee Lee, Valdosta, and Houston are the four teams from Region 1 that are still playing. Houston will get Harrison. I don't think they'll beat Harrison, and I think Harrison will be the only representative in the 6A Final Four that doesn't have Region 1 attached to it.
You may be right. It'll be a battle, though. I guarantee you Houston County, you start getting to the playoffs, they're battle-tested just in that region by themselves. So it'll be interesting to see, but I like your picks on that one in 6A. I think all of them pretty correct. I'll give you some dibs on that one.
Credibility.
The number one sports show in the Southeast, the Jason Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
For over 50 years, Shell and Hogan has provided quality, personalized financial guidance to local individuals and businesses in and throughout the area. Our expertise ranges from tax management and accounting services to auditing, financial statement preparation, to tax planning. Shell and Hogan on St. Simon's at 101 Plantation Chase. 912-638-9031 or online, shellhogan.com.
Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldenislespharmacy.com.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Summer is here and it's time to get outside and enjoy the warm weather. But you are not the only one that gets outside when it's warm. Our humid climate is a haven for disease-carrying mosquitoes and countless other unwanted pests like the nasty fire ants. Thank goodness for Peachtree Pest Control. They are prepared to defend your home and property from these annoying pests. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.
This is the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Kip Branch, of course, is not here. We'll get to our Twitter poll question in a minute. That Twitter poll question was, should Florida State hire Bowden as their head coach?
Terry?
Any
Bowden?
And even if there's one on the street.
It couldn't be any worse than Willie Taggart, I mean, at this point.
Yeah, I don't disagree. And now we go to the Week in Review.
Go. Does any coach get more in-game cardio than Kirby Smart? Dolphins running back Mark Walton arrested for punching a pregnant woman. Look, guys, if you want to be a criminal, just go ahead and do it and get out of the NFL. Of course, Oregon is going to be in the college football playoff. Their AD is the committee chair. Colin Kaepernick was a backup quarterback in the NFL. Why are we making such a fuss over him? Tua, we're rooting for you, brother. We are witnessing the beginning of the end for Alabama. Remember in the preseason when I told you LSU would win the SEC West? Atlanta, aka Closersville. Atlanta Falcons, playoff bound. Is the stash dead in Duval? Eli Manning, Phillip Rivers, class of 2000 done. The Braves have signed Luke Jackson to be the official water boy. Colin Kaepernick, you are afraid to play in the NFL. Stop blaming other people and admit you're scared. Major League Baseball to put a team in Orlando because the other two Florida teams are doing so well. Write this down. UGA will beat LSU. Clash of Champions on Jeopardy. I am all in. And these are my thoughts.
Yeah. They're going to take the three winningest people of all time from Jeopardy, and they're going to put them in a game against one another. I'm in. Winner take all. I don't really know what the winner's going to get, but it's going to be that Jennings guy, the guy that looks like a werewolf, and whoever the other dude is. I don't know.
That sounds intriguing. I mean, are they going to double the money? Is it going to be, you know, like quadruple Jeopardy instead of double Jeopardy at the end and double Jeopardy at the beginning? Let's make it interesting. Let's make the cash very substantial. You know, like when those guys win like 8, 10, 12 times in a row and they win maybe $500,000, let's put some major money on it there, Jeopardy. Let's make it worth our while.
I feel like, you know, when the werewolf guy was going on his run, and so I'm watching, because it's been pretty recent, so, you know, I'm watching at home, and I think it's impossible to watch Jeopardy without playing at home. There were some games at home where I beat him. Yeah.
You felt good about
it.
Yeah,
I'm just being honest with you. Yeah. Like, I actually did.
Yeah.
And it made me feel,
you're calling him out? Like a challenge?
I mean, maybe.
A challenge right here, Jason Bishop against all the champions. We have to get one more podium up there for him, though. That'd be four. You versus the champs.
So then I would sit where Alex Trebek is.
Yeah.
And then they would just move him.
Yeah.
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 This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch, who's not here, is brought to you by Peachtree Pest Control, by M&B Liquors, and by Georgia Sea Grill. The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simon's since 1997. The Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open daily at 5 at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. Now we get into the fun part. Now we get into the part where, cue the bed, because we're going to do our college football You ready?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Penn State at Ohio State. Ohio State is getting 19 points in this game. They'll win, but they're not going to cover.
I said 21, so I think Ohio State will.
21 Oklahoma State at West Virginia. I'll take Oklahoma State.
Oklahoma State.
Western Carolina at number 5, Alabama. Alabama's got a 55-point spread. I'll take the Crimson Tide, and I think they cover.
And they cover, yeah.
Samford at 15, Auburn. Auburn's getting 48.5. Auburn's not going to cover that, but they'll win.
They'll win. No coverage.
Illinois at 17, Iowa. I'll take Iowa.
Iowa.
Kansas at 22, Iowa State. I'll take Iowa State.
Iowa State.
Yep. Minnesota at Northwestern. Minnesota's getting a 2-touchdown spread in this game. I'll take Minnesota. I don't know they win by 14, though.
Yeah, I agree. I think they win, but I don't know if they'll win by 14.
Texas State at App State. I'll take 24 App State to win.
I got App State.
Boston College at 16, Notre Dame. Notre Dame's a 21-point favorite in this football game. I'll take Notre Dame, but they're not going to cover.
I agree with you.
UCLA at 23, USC. I'll take the Trojans to keep rolling.
Yep, USC in that one.
25, SMU at Navy. SMU continues to fall down the rankings. After this game, they will fall out of the top 25. Navy wins.
I've got SMU winning, but it's going to be a battle because of that triple option. It's hard to practice that stuff.
Texas A&M at number 4, Georgia. Georgia's only getting 13 at home against Texas A&M. Georgia wins. Georgia covers.
They only scored 21 last. Well, but Auburn's the best defense right now that nobody'll ever remember. So
it's a good point.
Yeah, Georgia wins and probably covers.
13, Michigan at Indiana. Michigan's getting 19 points despite the fact that Indiana's having a really good year and Indiana's at home. Michigan will win. They won't cover.
Yes, I agree. I was torn. This was the biggest one. I was telling you earlier, this was the one that was tough for me, Michigan, Indiana.
Texas at 14, Baylor. Texas knocks off the Baylor Bears.
Nah, I think Baylor wins. That defense will come to life this week.
We'll see. Purdue at number 12, Wisconsin. I'll take I'll take the Badgers at home.
I got the Badgers.
18 Memphis at South Florida. I'll go Memphis.
I got Memphis.
Temple at Cincinnati. I'll take Cincinnati.
I got Cincy.
Arkansas at number one LSU. LSU is getting 44 points in this football game against an SEC opponent. Oh, Arkansas, what has happened to you?
I'm taking LSU and the points.
Number six, Oregon at Arizona State. Here it comes.
Uh-oh.
Arizona State knocks off Oregon in the desert, and the Oregon playoff hopes gone with the wind.
I'm going to go against you. Oregon kicks a field goal at the end to win it, and they keep their playoff hopes alive. Just like you said, their AD is on the committee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, there's a backdoor for Oregon, they're going to find it.
Yeah.
TCU at number nine, Oklahoma. I'll take the Sooners.
I'm going to take the Sooners, but it's going to be a close one. Gary Patterson's good.
Listen to this. Number seven, Utah at Arizona. Utah's getting 23 points in this game. I'll take Utah, but not to cover.
Yeah, I'll take Utah on that one.
How are they getting 23 points against Arizona?
Because they can run the football.
Okay. Boise at Utah State, number 20 Boise at Utah State. I'll take Boise.
Yep, I got Boise.
In the SEC, ETSU. What's ETSU?
2-8.
At Vanderbilt. I'll take Vandy.
Taking Vandy.
Okay. Tennessee Martin at Kentucky. I'll take Kentucky.
Kentucky.
Abilene Christian.
Whew.
At Mississippi State. I'll take the Bulldogs.
This was a tough one. I took the Bulldogs.
Tennessee at Mizzou. The winner of this game is bowl eligible. The loser has one more opportunity to get bowl eligible. I'll take the Vols on the road at Mizzou.
Oh, you're taking the Vols?
I'm taking the Vols.
My heart's going with the Vols. I hope we win just to get bowl eligible. You know, Georgia's talking about playoffs. We're just talking about getting bowl eligible.
And so you heard Coach Brandon Derrick of the Frederick Academy Knights use the word we.
That's right.
When talking about the Tennessee Volunteers. Yes, that is a fact.
Yep.
In case you were wondering.
I'm from Tennessee.
Liberty at Virginia in the ACC. I'll take Virginia.
I got Virginia, but I think it's going to be a good game. Liberty's a really good team.
Mercer at North Carolina. I'll go North Carolina.
I got UNC.
Pitt at Virginia Tech. I'll take Virginia Tech.
I got Virginia Tech.
Syracuse at Louisville. Nobody really cares. Syracuse.
I'm going to take Louisville.
Okay. Miami at FIU. This game's going to be a close game. I'll take the Hurricanes.
And it's televised.
Ooh.
Ooh. I'm going with the U.
Duke at Wake Forest. Wake Forest is the second best team in the ACC, and we're mentioning them in the non-ACC ranked teams. I'll take Wake Forest to win.
I take Wake Forest, and they're the second best team, and they got beat 52-3 last week by Clemson.
Soak that in for a minute.
Ouch.
Central Florida at Tulane in the AAC. I'll take Central Florida.
I got Central Florida.
In the Sun Belt, South Alabama at Georgia State. South Alabama wins.
What? I'm going with Georgia State.
I'm going South. Okay, yeah. Georgia Southern at Arkansas State. I'll take the Eagles to fly.
I got the Eagles.
So really no big up. You're not going with me on Oregon.
No, I'm going to take Oregon right at the end. Kick a field goal to win it. But, hey, they're battle tested. They played Auburn. Right? Isn't that everybody looking for that one win? And that what they're all looking for, that quality win? And they got the quality loss to Auburn. Right?
No quality wins, but one quality loss.
Right. And then they played everybody in the pack. Is it 12, 10? What do they call it now? I can't even remember.
Pick a number.
Yeah.
The Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch. The Bryce Harpers of sports radio. Overrated and overpaid, but they look good on a poster.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660. And you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. Whew, a rough round in the playoffs for South Georgia football teams. The round of 16 in the GHSA playoffs. Glenn fought the cooler early on, but the Falcons pulled away 42-20, ending Glenn's season. Brunswick started on fire against Harrison, but cooled off, and the Hoyas also pulled away 51-19. Ware welcomed Buford to the Swamp and got woodshedded by the Wolves, knocking out the Gators 34-6. Wayne and Clark Central went back and forth all night long with the Yellow Jackets season ending 28-20. Pierce also was in a war with Hart and lost in double overtime 32-29.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
And now we're going to head into that favorite time where we get to do the Jason Bishop heist. And I'll be honest with you, like, it gets tougher as the playoffs go, because if a team loses, they're done playing. So if they lose, it obviously drops them down, but it's only one loss, and there's no ability for them to lose another game. There's no ability for them to win another game. They're just stuck. Right. Wherever they may have fallen to, they just get stuck.
So what you're saying, last year, our local teams made it a little easier on you because we continue to advance and win. At least in, we had, what, a couple teams last year, Final Four. And then, of course, we pulled off state championship, but it kind of helped you out a little bit instead of going, okay, we got one lost guy here. And they don't, like you said, they never lose again.
Yeah.
And I'm excited. I just wanted to see, I love the logic that you give. And it's, and Kip's not here this morning to give you a hard time. So, I'm going to give you a hard time today and talk about the logic of all these and how you go about it. I find it very interesting to see it.
There's a formula.
I know. You talk about it all the time. I've still not seen it, but if you'll ever show it to me, I'll post it on Facebook. My wife's really good at that stuff. Uh-huh. She can post it and give it, and everybody will understand. Like, she used to really get upset on Saturday mornings listening and want to know why we weren't ranked higher than we were. So you're going to have to explain that to Miss Derek, not so much me.
The formula's in the mail.
Okay, appreciate it.
Yeah. All right, and so here we go. And again, this was really tough. There are a lot of teams that were right there that just barely missed out on getting into the Jason Bishop High School Football Power Rankings. But here we go. So starting off at number 10, making their way back into the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, the Coffee County Trojans at 9-3 at number 10.
They deserve to be there.
Thanks. I know. at number 9, making their inaugural appearance, the first time that they have made their way into the Jason Bishop High School Football Power Rankings the entire season. They have to wait until the playoffs to do it. The Valwood Valiants at number 9 at 9-2.
Yeah, they deserve to be in it.
Of course they do.
Yeah.
At number 8, moving up a couple of spots at 10-2, the Valdosta Wildcats.
Okay. Now, it's a little low for Valdosta at 8, but I'm gonna hear it out. I'm just going to hear it out.
Okay.
You're going to give me, well, they play this in this region against this team, and I'll listen. I'll listen.
Valdosta has 2 losses. They lost to Colquitt and Lowndes.
But, yeah, well, Lowndes could give Alabama a game for maybe a half. So, you know, take that into consideration.
It's not my problem. At number 7, at 10-1, losing their very first game and dropping 4 spots in the Jason Bishop High School Football Power Rankings, Savannah Country Day.
Okay.
They were 3rd. They fall to 7th.
Right. They've had a really good year.
They have. Also falling 2 spots. Actually, take that back. Falling 4 spots to number 6 at 11-1, the Pierce County Bears.
They had a really good year, and some unfortunate stuff last night seemed to be in the game. Then the fumble in overtime seemed to hurt them.
Hurt them. At number 5, moving up 3 spots at 9-1, the Pinewood Patriots.
Deservingly so. We talked about that a little bit on the way here. They've been playing really good.
Wouldn't shock me if they ended up winning the whole thing.
Wouldn't shock me either, actually. As well as they've been playing here lately after they beat us, they've turned it on. They've been really good.
At number 4, at 10-1, Clinch County.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely.
Moving up 3 spots at 11-1 to number 3. I want you to listen to what I'm about to say. At number 3 in the Jason Bishop Power Football Rankings, the Jenkins Warriors at 11-1.
I knew you were going to go there. I comparing apples to apples.
Uh-huh.
Not. I just don't know if they're better than Valdosta. If you put both of them on the field, but we can't. They have to play the competition, as you always say, that they have to play. So, deservedly so, they should be 3rd. And it's exciting up there for them, I'm sure, very much so.
This is what I know when you start comparing Jenkins to Valdosta. Jenkins is 11-1. Valdosta's 9-2.
All right. I'm not even going to argue that. I'm just going to take it and say, okay.
Moving up 3 spots to number 2 at 10-0, Irwin County.
Yeah. Can they get over the clinch hump?
We'll find out.
We're going to see.
And number 1, the number 1 team in all of South Georgia at 12-0, the Lowndes County Vikings. They've been number 1 for the majority of the season.
And deservedly so. They're really, really good.
So to recap, we've got number 10, Coffee. Number 9, Valwood. Number 8, Valdosta. Number 7, Country Day. Number 6, Pierce County. Number 5, Pinewood. Number 4, Clinch. Number 3, Jenkins. Number 2, Irwin. And number 1 in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, Lowndes County, 12-0.
Yeah. Lowndes is a really good football team.
There's just no really... I mean, all that's... Oh, yep, and there's our break.
Guys, November is here and Christmas is on the way. Get your special someone to hightail down to Cunningham Jewelers and create a wish list. You get 20 to 30% off on Men's Day, December the 14th, and that special someone gets the gift of which she's been dreaming. That's a touchdown! Gifts for all ages and all budgets. Remember, everyone wants a Cunningham bow under the tree. Cunningham Jewelers, located at 1510 Newcastle Street in historic downtown Brunswick.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate, or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive, or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
For over 50 years, Shell and Hogan has provided quality, personalized financial guidance to local individuals and businesses in and throughout the area. Our expertise ranges from tax management and accounting services to auditing, financial statement preparation to tax planning. Shell and Hogan on St. Simon's at 101 Plantation Chase, 912-638-9031 or online, shellhogan.com.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 1987. Right now, you will find the lowest prices around on zero-turn mowers and lawn equipment packages. Southern Hardware is the leading volume dealer for the Southeast. Southern Hardware, 3305 U.S. Highway 82, southernhardwareinc.com, 912-267-7992.
Trap, money, penny. This shit got me in my feelings. Gotta be real with it. Yep.
Back here on the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch, who's not here. Brandon Derrick sitting in. This segment is brought to you by Sea Palms Coastal Real Island Favorites, great service and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's has that laid-back island atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon. All right.
And back here on the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Of course, Kip Branch not in studio today. He gets another holiday from management. I don't understand how he gets all these holidays. Nonetheless, he gets them. Joining us from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, Dr. Bo Sasser. Dr. Sasser, thanks for taking the time.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate it.
So let's go ahead. I want to ask you about Lawrence Cager. I feel like that when Lawrence Cager's on the field, Georgia's offense is pretty good. When Lawrence Cager isn't on the field, it's not as good. Lawrence Cager has been struggling with a shoulder injury basically since the South Carolina game. So I kind of want to talk about this shoulder injury. The Georgia staff is reporting it as a separated shoulder. Now, I'm a guy that's broken my collarbone three different times throughout my lifetime. What's the difference between a broken shoulder and a separated shoulder?
Well, and a separated shoulder is really kind of a sort of a layman's term. It almost doesn't have to do anything with the shoulder joint itself. Usually it has to do with what's called the AC joint, which is where the clavicle or collarbone meets the shoulder blade, that kind of bump everybody has right at the top of their shoulder. That's an actual joint. It's a small little joint, but the collarbone acts to sort of push your shoulder out in space. And so what normally happens is people will land on their shoulder and cause a separation of that joint.
So
I'm assuming that with that being said, basically any time that Lawrence Cager goes out to play with a separated shoulder, he's having to take some type of, I guess, pain medicine just to be able to go out there and play, you would think, right?
Yeah, I mean, possibly. You know, a lot of guys in the NFL get these AC separations. We kind of grade them from 1 to 5. 1 is very minor. 2, 3, an average is a 3. 4 and 5 need surgery. And most of the time with these type 3 AC separations, which is probably what he has, if you give him a little time, the capsule around the joint stiffens up and heals up and they do fine. However, you get dumped on the ground again and you can basically exacerbate that injury one more time.
Sounds like what you're telling me is Lawrence Cager is not going to be 100% healthy until this football season ends.
Right. He might be 100% when he plays until he gets dumped on the ground again. And that might flare it back up. You know, you can put little donut pads around the shoulder pad, underneath the shoulder pads to try to protect it. But when they get picked up and slammed down, that's when they can get it re-injured.
What other, if you were his acting doctor, what other, I guess, accommodations would you try to make other than what you just mentioned to keep him healthy on the field? Because I think we've kind of, as just a Georgia fan, I've kind of learned with Lawrence Cager on the field, so goes Georgia's offense. So it's almost imperative to have him on the field. So for somebody that important to have on the field, what other ideas would you have?
Right, and, you know, that's hard to say because, I mean, of course, in the practice, he could practice, but just not doing any contact to try to see if you can get him as healthy as you can before each game. I mean, you're – sometimes they'll even use little cortisone injections right in that joint to calm things down. That's definitely something to do. But really it's just not getting hit. And that's, of course, something that you can work around during practice, but you can't when he's playing.
Again, joining us, Dr. Bo Sasser from Summit Sports Medicine, Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. I want to come back to the cortisone shot you just mentioned. Whenever you do something like that, give a cortisone shot to an athlete, how to calm things down, as you said, how long are you looking for that shot to work? Is that going to be you could give the guy one shot and he's good for the rest of the game and it's not going to bother him under most circumstances, or does it typically wear off after a certain period of time?
Now, a lot of times, it can actually help for an extended period of time, that game and even more, to calm things down. Again, they still have, you know, a couple of games and then hopefully playoffs. So an extended period of time, that might push it with the practice and the games. But maybe one cortisone injection I would think about soon, and then one around playoff or bowl games when that comes into play.
Of course, Lawrence Cager probably has aspirations of trying to play in the NFL. This is he's a fifth-year senior, so there is no opportunity for him to come back to college football. So I'm assuming that's probably why he's out on the field. Is this going to be something that could affect him long-term, or once he gets the rest that he needs, he's going to be good to go back to normal?
Right, and most of them, once they get the rest they need, they'll be good to go. Sometimes you might have issues. You might develop a little arthritis in that joint, and that's way, way down the road. But most of the time, there are quite a few football players, high school, college, and especially NFL, that have these AC separations. And usually, like you're talking about, if you give them some time to rest, let it calm down, let it heal, it shouldn't give them any problems. Unfortunately, it's the latter half of the season, but we're still, you know, mid to latter half of the season, so he has quite a few games to play.
Well, Dr. Sasser, I want to thank you for your time. Once again, you do it every time you come on here. You make me smarter.
I appreciate it. I'm trying.
Again, Dr. Bo Sasser from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. Dr. Sasser, have a good day. Go Dogs!
Hey, thank you.
All right, this segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, brought to you by Southern Hardware and by Cunningham Jewelers. Guys, November is here and Christmas is on the way. Get your special someone to hightail it down to Cunningham Jewelers and create a wish list. You get 20 to 30% off on Men's Day, December 14th, and that special someone gets the gift of which she's been dreaming. That's a touchdown. Gifts for all ages and all budgets. Remember, everyone wants a Cunningham bow under the tree. Cunningham Jewelers, located at 1510 Newcastle Street in historic downtown Brunswick. I was going through the break since I recorded and redoing my brackets, picking new winners. I'll have them for you next week and then just pretend that I didn't miss any.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660, and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. Whew, a rough round in the playoffs for South Georgia football teams. A round of 16 in the GHSA playoffs. Glenn fought the cooler early on, but the Falcons pulled away 42-20, ending Glenn's season. Brunswick started on fire against Harrison, but cooled off, and the Hoyas also pulled away 51-19. Ware welcomed Buford to the Swamp and got woodshedded by the Wolves, knocking out the Gators 34-6. Wayne and Clark Central went back and forth all night long with the Yellow Jackets season ending 28-20. Pierce also was in a war with Hart and lost in double overtime 32-29.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Georgia Farm Bureau and by Pristine Water. Some insurance companies seem to think you're only worth 15 minutes of their time. At Georgia Farm Bureau, they know better. Your local Farm Bureau agent will take the time to make sure your coverage is exactly what you need. Georgia Farm Bureau offers a wide range of insurance products, including auto, home, and life, along with fast, fair claim service. They are dedicated to providing you the service you deserve, the expertise you expect, and the peace of mind you need. Come by and see John Font, Jeff, and Scott at your local Glynn County Farm Bureau. Give them a call, 912-265-9175. And we are now officially all caught up on getting all of our sponsors for this show in.
That's a good thing.
The Twitter poll from last week, should Florida State hire a Bowden as a head coach? 75% of our listening audience said no. I'm shocked by that.
I don't know. I mean, right now, who are they leaning towards? They're trying to get Stoops, right, to come out of retirement. Is that what they're trying?
I don't really know. Well, I think Bob Stoops has said no. He's not taking that job.
So they're trying to convince another Stoops.
Now in Kentucky, and I don't think that he has said no.
Right.
I think he's entertaining it.
You know, that one's going to be open. Arkansas seems to be very lucrative right now also.
Gus Malzahn's going to take the Arkansas job.
You really think so?
Yeah.
I think they're holding that open until we see the Alabama-Auburn game. Do you think? You think that's what they're doing?
I think if Gus Malzahn wants the Arkansas job, it's Gus Malzahn's job.
Right.
There's just too much history, too many ties. You know, he's obviously in that state. You know, he's vanilla wafer.
Well, yeah, but he leaves Auburn to go to Arkansas, then that opens up the Auburn job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
And that's a top. We were talking about top tier jobs. Auburn's a top tier job.
Top 15.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably.
Probably.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a. You start looking, then you get the shuffle. You get the domino effect. One leaves, boom. And then it just starts happening.
Would Les Miles leave Kansas for Auburn?
I laugh because that's a yes. He would get back in the SEC in a heartbeat.
Okay.
I think so. I mean, hey, you know, I always say less is more, but, you know, he's at Kansas, and there's a lot of stuff that he's got to fix in Kansas. Whereas you walk into Auburn, there's not a lot of stuff that has to be fixed at Auburn at all. They've got the facilities. They got everything.
He's good in those Dr. Pepper commercials.
Yeah.
Les Miles.
Yeah, he's really good. He might, I mean, I don't know if they're going to bring him back to the SEC, but I think he's a good coach.
I don't think he ever comes back to the SEC. I think he sits out there in Kansas and they say, if you win six games, you get a raise.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, the expectation level's pretty low out there. So.
Yeah. I mean, I think he'll do a good job. It's just going to take time in Kansas. It's a basketball school. Big, big basketball.
The Atlanta Braves have the best bullpen in baseball.
Whoa. God, that came out of nowhere. We hadn't talked about that all day.
The Atlanta Braves have the best bullpen in baseball. Will Smith, Shane Green, Marv Melanson, Darren O'Day, Mike Tomlin. Not Mike Tomlin, the other guy. Josh Tomlin.
Mm-hmm.
Luke Jackson is technically still on the roster.
Right.
Technically.
So you think they have the best bullpen in baseball now?
Yeah, I do.
You forgot, right? Like
about
the game five in Atlanta. Like, what'd we give up? 27 runs in the first inning, and
St. Louis is still hitting.
Yeah, I mean they had to postpone the World Series a couple of days because they went round and round hitting. So I don't know. I think they've made some improvements. I don't know if I would go out and say they're the best bullpen in baseball. I like your energy though.
They've got three closers at the end.
Well, yeah, there's a reason they've got three, because they haven't been one of them step up and take over the job.
Marvin Lawson's been okay.
He's got to quit worrying about the rubber, like the dirt on the rubber, and just worry about pitching a little bit more.
And that's a fair point too.
Yeah,
let's be honest. At some point, Will Smith is going to be the closer in Atlanta. You don't pay a guy that kind of money for him to set up.
Right.
He's going to be the closer at some point, and it will be this season. If Mark Melanson has a spell where he blows one save,
we shall see.
They're going Will Smith.
Well, yeah, I think so. That's their direction that they want to go. But again, they've brought in numerous closers, and we're all still saying the same. We're still talking about the closer situation at Atlanta right now. See, that's, and baseball is still another.
We've been talking about that situation since Craig Kimbrell left.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, it's the truth. Mm-hmm. And I mean, we're still another 5 months away from spring ball, so, or 3 months from spring ball.
Josh Donaldson, frontline ace. That's where we got to get. And, I saw a rumor, too, that the Braves were interested in Marcell Ozuna. Where is he going to play?
Right.
You've got Acuna and Ciarte, and then you're talking about platooning Markakis and Duvall. You've got Austin Riley there, Johan Camargo. You'll have Culberson coming back. And then don't forget, you've got Christian Pache, who you just added to your 40-man roster, Andrew Waters, who's down in AAA. At some point, you got to start looking at finding a place for those kids to play. If you sign Marcell Ozuna, where is he going to play?
Yeah, I don't know. You're leaving one name out that I thought was very integral part was Matt Joyce during the year, being able to hit the way he did in clutch situations. You know, you had Culberson and him that I thought were probably your two best pinch hitters in National League at times.
Is Joyce a free agent, or is he still locked in? I thought he was a free agent.
I thought he was too. But, I mean, I think we talked about it a little bit. I think Josh –
bring him back, yeah.
Bring him back. You need to get Josh Donaldson, though, and get that taken care of.
Yeah. Josh Donaldson, if they don't get Josh Donaldson, I've heard some rumors about Mike Moustakas. We'll see.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. For mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 1987. Right now, you will find the lowest prices around on zero-turn mowers and lawn equipment packages. Southern Hardware is the leading volume dealer for the Southeast. Southern Hardware, 3305 U.S. Highway 82, southernhardwareinc.com, 912-267-7992.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Summer is here and it's time to get outside and enjoy the warm weather. But you are not the only one that gets outside when it's warm. Our humid climate is a haven for disease-carrying mosquitoes and countless other unwanted pests like the nasty fire ants. Thank goodness for Peachtree Pest Control. They are prepared to defend your home and property from these annoying pests. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.
Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldenislespharmacy.com.
Guys, November is here and Christmas is on the way. Get your special someone to hightail down to Cunningham Jewelers and create a wish list. You get 20 to 30% off on Men's Day, December the 14th, and that special someone gets the gift of which she's been dreaming. That's a touchdown!
Gifts for all ages and all budgets. Remember, everyone wants a Cunningham bow under the tree. Cunningham Jewelers, located at 1510 Newcastle Street in historic downtown Brunswick.
For over 50 years, Shell and Hogan has provided quality, personalized financial guidance to local individuals and businesses in and throughout the area. Our expertise ranges from tax management and accounting services to auditing, financial statement preparation to tax planning. Shell and Hogan on St. Simon's at 101 Plantation Chase. 912-638-9031 or online shellhogan.com.